So in the Sefer Agra de Pirka, Remez Reshchet, number 208, on page Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Bagmara Brachot Lamidhe Makshe. The Gemara asks a question in Masechet Brachot. Ktiv, in one pasuk, it says, Ve'amedu zarim ve'ra'u tzonechem. That foreigners will come and they will take care of your flock. Which means they will do your work for you, Am Yisrael. Alma shemelechet Yisrael naaset al yedei acherim. From this pasuk we see that the melacha of Yisrael, originally the work of a Jew, is to be done by others. The Jew is supposed to be sitting and studying the divinity, you know, he's supposed to become a philosopher of Torah, and people work for him. That's the ideal. As the Navi Yeshaya says, that's how it's going to be one day when Mashiach comes. Uchtiv, but in a different pasuk, the Gemara says, it says, Ve'asafta diganecha. That sounds a little bit more familiar to us, right? Ve'asafta diganecha means, and you shall gather your grain. Mashma dimlachta naset al yedei atzman. From this pasuk, it sounds like we have to do our own work. Ve'asafta diganecha, you shall gather your grain. Gather your grain is the symbol of working for a livelihood. So the Gemara asks this question. What is it? Is our work supposed to be done by others, or is our work supposed to be done by ourselves? Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Kan bizman sheYisrael osim retzono shel makom, kan bizman she'en Yisrael osim retzono shel makom, az melachta naaset al yedei atzman. One says it depends. One pasuk, the pasuk that says that others will take care of your flock, that's talking when Am Yisrael is on a good level of behavior with Hashem. They fulfill Retzono Shel Makom. They fulfill the will of Hashem. So then they are deserving of the melacha being done by others. Melacha meaning the work. But the pasuk Ve'asafta diganecha is referring to a time when Am Yisrael is not doing so well vis-a-vis their service of Hashem. It's called enosim retzono shel makom. They're not fulfilling the will of Hashem. So then they have to work for their own living.
Isn't the Pirkei Avot when you remove the yoke of the Torah, or when you accept the yoke of the Torah, Hashem removes the yoke of this world?
That's very much connected. Yafe me'od, beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. So we see that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Kol ha-mikabel alav ol Torah, mesirim imenu ol derech eretz. Anyone who accepts upon him the yoke of Torah, they remove from him the yoke of the mundane matters, of worldly matters. It's very much connected. So you see, if osim retzono shel makom, their melacha is being done by others. So therefore, that's how the Gemara resolves the apparent contradiction between the two psukim. There's a famous question on this answer, v'hakushya mefursemet. Famous question. Hare ve'asafta diganecha ne'emar beparashat ve'haya im shamoa tishme'u el mitzvotai. Hare ma'iri kesheosim retzono shel makom. It's funny, how does this work out? The Gemara is explaining that the pasuk ve'asafta diganecha, and you shall gather your grain, is talking about what time in our history, when we are not listening, when we're not fulfilling the word of Hashem, the will of Hashem. How could you say that's what the pasuk is talking about? Where is this pasuk ve'asafta diganecha written? In Shema. In which paragraph of Shema? The one that begins with ve'haya im shamoa tishmeu, and it shall be when you will listen to the mitzvot. Fast forward a pasuk or two. Ve'asafta diganecha tiroshecha ve'itzarecha. So this pasuk is talking, if anything, it's talking about v'hayayim shamoa, if we listen to Hashem's will. How could the Gemara, this is a mind-boggling question, how could the Gemara say, v'asafta diganecha is talking when Israel are not osim retzono shel makom? Not osim retzono shel makom. It's written in the paragraph that begins, v'hayayim shamoa tishmeu, and it shall be when you listen to Hashem. That's the question. The Nefesh HaChaim, he deals with this question in his Sefer, and there are numerous answers to wait to solve this question. There are levels of Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, as you may understand. You know, what can be considered osim retzono shel makom for one person, for someone who's greater, that's still not the ideal. For him, who's not as great yet, so for him it's good. For him it's osim retzono shel makom. But for a greater man, much more is expected. So if he's going to do this, that's for him called en osim retzono shel makom. There are ways to explain. Here we're going to learn how the Bnei Yisachar takes us for a ride over here into deep territories. V'nir'eh lefaresh. Dehine yesh li'itbonen. There is something that we need to think about. Ne'emar b'Torah, shivat yamim tochal alav matzot lechem oni. 7 days you should eat matzot in Pesach. Lechem oni, bread of poverty. Why? Ki bechipazon yatzata me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you left Mitzrayim in haste. In a hastiness. Ki bechipazon. You hurried out of Mitzrayim. We understand that's the reason for matzah. We hurried out of Mitzrayim. We didn't have time to wait for our dough to rise. That's why we eat matzah to commemorate that. Right? Now, if Hashem told us to commemorate this, that we left Bechipazon, so it sounds like it was a good thing that we hurried. And if you think about it, yes, it is good. The Yeshua of Hashem was keheref ayin. The salvation of Hashem came so fast. It was swift. It was quick. You thought you're not going out? The next night you were out. Wow. So we see, it sounds from the pasuk, and especially from the fact that Hashem told us, I want you to commemorate it with the mitzvah of matzah. So it sounds like it was a miracle, like for our benefit, that we left v'chipazon. Again, what's v'chipazon? Hastily. V'tzivanu Hashem itbarach la'asot zecher l'neset. That's why we make a remembrance for this miracle. V'chen yised ba'al ha'agadah. In our Haggadah, Shel Pesach, what do we say? Matzah, we hold the matzah. When we say matzah zo sha'anu ochrim al shum ma, why do we eat this matzah? Al shum shelo yispik betzekam shel avotenu leachmitz v'chule. Because the dough of our forefathers did not have time to rise. Ki goreshu mi Mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Mitzrayim ve'lo yachinu li'itmamea. And they couldn't, take their time. They had to hurry. So it sounds like it was a good thing. However, in the Yeshaya, in the Nevi'im, when it foretells how Mashiach is going to come, it says the following: "Ubedivrei ha-nevuah, in the words of the Navi, Ivtichanu Hashem itbarach bigulat ha'atid. Hashem promised us in the future redemption. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Bet, pasuk Yud Bet. Ki lo bechipazon tetzeu, uvimnusa lo telechun. You're not going to leave in a haste. You're not going to be chased out. You're going to go in an organized fashion. What do we hear from this pasuk? Mashma, sheyoter tov lanu shelo latzet bechipazon. It sounds like it's more ideal, it's better not to have to leave in a hasty fashion. That's why the Navi is saying, don't worry, in those days, lo bechipazon tetzeu velo bimnusa telechum. And it actually sounds like that also from the Midrash in Parashat Bo. The Midrash says, "She'amru Yisrael, mi garam lanu kol atzar hazot, chipazon shiyatzanu." There's a whole Midrash that says that the Jews were complaining. Why did we deserve such a thing that we had to leave bechipazon? V'yivticham Hashem itbarach, and Hashem promised them, "Don't worry, when the real Geula comes." One day, ki lo bechipazon tetzeu. V'hine nir'im advarim kesotrim. So once again, we seem like we have a contradiction on our hand here. On one hand, it sounds like bechipazon yatzata b'mitzrayim was a good thing. So much so that we eat matzah to commemorate and to thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Yeshuat Hashem ke'erifayin. Your salvation came in a jiffy, so fast. On the other hand, from the pasuk in the Navi, it sounds like we are comforted that when the time of Mashiach comes, it won't be bechipazon. Sounds like chipazon is not a good thing. What's going on here? You with me, Rabotai? I mean, I know it's 8:30, but still, don't leave. Then I'll try to be as clear and quick as I can. ונראה לפרש על פי מה שכתבתי לאלה ברמש קוב צדי גבה בפשט דברי המדרש. He's going to answer. So now basically we have two questions on our hands, right? One, that the answer the Gemara gave on Ve'asavta deganecha, how does it work with the pasuk Ve'ayim Shamua? Number two, is chipazon a good thing or is it not a good thing? So he wants to explain it based on what he said earlier in the Sefer in Remez Kuv Tzadik Vav. In explanation of the Midrash, it says on the pasuk in Parashat Emor, Usfartem lachem bayom arishon, the mitzvah of Sefirat Omer, I'm on the top of Kuv Tzadik Dalet. Usfartem lachem, ematai hem temimot. So the Midrash says like this. The Midrash says like this. I'm quoting from, if you want to take a quick look, it's on page Kufayin Gimel where he brings the Midrash. The Midrash says, Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Yena. You have to count seven Temimot weeks. Temimot means perfect, complete weeks. So the Midrash says, "Ematai hem temimot? When are they complete? Bizman shi Yisrael osim retzono shel makom. When Israel fulfills the will of Hashem." Remember, cross reference to this terminology, osim retzono shel makom. When is it temimot? In other words, the Midrash is giving a deep pirush into the pasuk. It doesn't just mean I want you to count seven complete weeks, but the weeks, those 7 weeks, have to be perfect. We have to work on perfection. Ematai temimot? When are they temimot? When are they like Yaakov ish tam? Tam in Hebrew means perfect. Temimot means perfect. Keshe Yisrael osim retzono shel makom. So the Bnei Sachal Agad Pirka explains this midrash as follows: The Israel beMitzrayim hayu erom ve'eriyah min haMitzvot. When we were in Egypt, we were naked from mitzvot. We were empty. We didn't have mitzvot. The Torah wasn't given yet. That's why it says, we say the pasuk before Sefirat HaOmer, Va'evor alayich, va'erech mitboseset bedamayich, va'omar lach bedamayich hayi, va'omar lach bedamayich hayi. You will live with your blood, you will live with your blood. What blood are we, and why does it say twice, and what blood are we talking about? The blood of Brit Milah, and the blood of Korban Pesach. Which means, Va'evor alayich, Hashem says, I came, I saw you, ve'at erom ve'eriyah, we say in the Haggadah of Pesach. You were empty from any mitzvot. How am I going to take you out of Mitzrayim? You have no merits. There's no mitzvot. So Hashem gave us two mitzvot. The mitzvah of Dam Milah and Dam Pesach. So we see that we were totally empty. Ve'lo aita geula mitzidam. So the Bnei Sachar says, the geula, the redemption, did not come because of the merit of Am Yisrael. שיתעוררו הם על ידי מעשיהם, האורות העליונים דרגה בתר דרגה, עד שיתעורר קץ הגאולה. You know, this world was built with a system. The system is that in accordance with our actions, the abundance from Shamayim is awakened. That's the system of this world. When we put on tefillin, we think we're just putting on a leather strap around our arm. We don't understand that what we're doing at that moment, we are shaking the upper worlds. Like a person who's shaking an apple tree and apples are beginning to fall. Hashem created this world in such a way. Don't ask me why. We don't know why. We're not God. Hashem created the world in a way that you want, do this and this, the Shefa will come to you. This has a lot of different terminology in the Kabbalah, Mayim Nukvim, Mayim Duchrim, the feminine waters and the masculine waters. The masculine waters is the Shefa that Hashem gives us. The feminine waters is what we give Hashem and we awaken through our deeds. And the secret of this world is to combine those two together. So normally the way it works is, through it'aruta diletata, we achieve it'aruta dile'ela. By the awakening of down below, we awaken the it'aruta, the awakening of up above. That's how normally it's supposed to be. But in Mitzrayim, we were empty from all merits. Hashem had to go out of order. She'itoreru hem al yedei ma'asem, that's not what it was. It couldn't happen by first we doing mitzvot and then geulat Mitzrayim. No, Hashem had to take action very fast. She'hu al yedei itgadlut ha'orot ha'elyonim v'yichudam. Be'mitzrayim ayu arumim min ha'mitzvot. Lo haya b'yadam koach la'asot, because we didn't have mitzvot. We didn't have the possibility to do that. V'hine ayu kvar shkuim be'memtet sha'arei tum'ah. And we were already steeped in the 49 levels of tum'ah in Eretz Mitzrayim. V'ilu ayu mamtinim od, if we would have waited a little bit more, hayu chas v'shalom nishkaim b'sha'ar anun, we would have drowned into the 50th gate. V'hayu chas v'shalom muchlatim b'tumah, and that would have rendered our plight done. We wouldn't be able to go out. Al ken asa Hashem itbarach lema'ano lema'ano. Hashem did for His sake. Kedimyon b'riyat ha'olam, similar to the creation of the world. He speaks about this in many other places in his Sfarim. Hashem created the world on credit. There was no one yet in the world to deserve creation. So why did creation take place? It was on credit. There's going to be a Am Yisrael who's going to do the mitzvot. So retroactively, I'm relying on that and creating the world. To put it in simple terms, there's a lot to talk about. נכון, לא מדברים על אשמה עכשיו.
לא
מדברים על
אשמה.
כן, זה מהלך חשיבה אחת, אבל בדרך כלל, the world, the way the world is you first itaruta diletata, then itaruta dileela. That's how the way of the world is. Hashem created the world that you do mitzvah, ata mikabel shefa. Ayinu erumim mi mitzvot. Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya tzarich la'asot be'akifin. Bli shtasu mitzvot, ani goel etchem. Zeh ma she'omer kan, that's what the Bnei Yisachar, like the creation of the world, shelo haya itaruta deletata. And yet Hashem created. Ve'ishpia, now listen carefully. Ve'ishpia he'arat kol adargim ha'elyonim shelo be'adraga. Hashem brought down the night of Pesach in Egypt of 3,334 years ago. He brought down orot, lights of redemption from the upper worlds out of order, undeservedly. V'haya b'chinat ha-gadlut kodem ha-katnut. It was like the gadlut, the greatness came before the smallness. First the person is small, then he grows into greatness. The greatness was given before the katnut. Hashpa'at ha-mochin ha-elyonim b'oto ha-layla derech nes. That night, the night before we left Mitzrayim, was a night of out of order. Don't worry. It was order. That's why we called the night of Pesach Leil HaSeder. It's all connected. But that's why we say Kadesh Urchatz. Normally it should say Urchatz V'Kadesh. First you wash your hands, then you sanctify yourself. First Sur Merah, remove the bad, Urchatz, then Asetov, Kadesh. Why Kadesh Urchatz? That signifies the nature of the night. Hashem said, I'm going to shower you with Kedusha even before you had a chance to Urchatz. Because I have to. V'achar kach tekev chazar ha-davar l'kmot sh'aya. Now the thing is, what happened after day one? Okay, we left. So when we left that night, we received such a charge of light that really, logically, we didn't deserve. After we left, we came back to ourselves. And now we had to earn it. So it's like Hashem gave us Kedusha to the 10th power the night of Pesach when we left Mitzrayim. And then when we left Mitzrayim, now Hashem said, now I want you to climb the ladder and to achieve that which you received yesterday, to achieve it with your own power. I gave it to you yesterday by the grace that I was supposed to give you in order to save you. But now I want you to go back and earn it. It's like someone who loves his son. And he says, you want this bag of candy? Okay, but you have to... And you know how they're very impatient. No, I want it now. I want it now. So the father can't help himself. What does he do? Okay, here. Fine, but you promised me you're going to answer all these questions. Fine, you could hold it now. But don't eat it until you answer all the questions. But you could hold it. I'm giving it to you.
So many questions, but doesn't it justify their actions after the fact that they were so low and they weren't so high right away, where they were complaining?
What do you mean?
When they were complaining after they came out of the Yom Suf, right, and they started complaining. It seems like they were, to some degree, oh, we don't have food, we're thirsty. I mean, it makes sense.
You know what?
They're not there yet. They weren't high. They were very low. And they weren't high.
Moshe, I don't want to get into that right now because that's going to take me onto a whole thing. Because if we think that Am Yisrael at the time were low because they complained for some water, then we have to do a lot of... Yeah, but that will take me on a whole thing, which I speak about a lot. But right now, I don't want to focus on that. Let's just remember one thing. Am Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they went back to their level one. And now they had to build up to level 50, which was the day of Matan Torah. Don't ask me questions now from what happened in between. Well, what do you mean? How were they ascending when I see they're complaining about no bread or they're complaining about... That's too big of a question right now to deal with. We're going to go off the train track right now. But just know, in short, if we think that because they wanted some water, that means that they were not growing, that's a very big mistake. What would you do? You're being taken into a desert. You have 10 children with you. And there's no water for 3 days. How about that part of the pasuk? Vayelechu sheloshet yamim bamidbar velo matzeu mayim. I said, I'm not going to get into it. And here I am going into it. They went 3 days into the midbar. And they didn't have water. Vayilonu ha'am al Moshe lemo manishte. So after 3 days... They complained to Moshe and they said two words. In the Torah it says two words. Manishte, what are we going to drink? Ooh, such ingrates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're saying you're going up. You're low people. How dare you? Really? Really? Yeah. Really? Oh boy. So that's why I said don't get me started. You see, it's starting to boil. Oh, Rabbi Miller spent his whole... How much he talked about this. That we have the wrong picture of the generation who left Mitzrayim. These were great people. Unfortunately, we go by what we see in the movie Ten Commandments. So we think of them as a rabble, people who are without any kind. And we see it, and the Torah always points out the negative. The Torah always points out, they complained. They said, we would do it worse. We would say, how come there's no pizza? That's what we would start, making revolution. 3 days you're walking with your family, you say nothing. After 3 days you say two words, and on that you get hit on the head. That in itself is the proof how great they were. The fact that they were held accountable for that infraction of an infraction, that shows how great they were. So that I'm going to say that, even though there's a lot more to say on that. But this, remember this yesod. By the way, what the Bnei Sakhar is teaching us over here is, this is not his chidush, by the way. This is not, the Ari HaKadosh writes, it's written in Shar, in the Kitve Ari. The Ari HaKadosh says, this is how we have to understand Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim, day one, was a overdose of Kedusha, which was necessary for us to exit Mitzrayim. Then we were brought back to reality, and we were told, now I want you to achieve that great level that I gave you yesterday for free. I want you to earn it now. And that's Sfirat HaOmer. That's the Yesod that we're learning right now. You'll excuse me if I'm a little bit vehement when I talk. Mechila.
We like when you get passionate.
Okay. Right?
Yeah,
yeah, no, I can't help it.
You
got to
get passionate.
I want
to
ask
you
a question.
That's okay.
We love also when you talk about Rabbi Victor Miller, you light up. You start blushing.
Wow.
I think it's easy to get you wet.
It doesn't take much.
I enjoy it also. I get also.
But don't enjoy it too much.
I'm not gonna stop you. You know.
What would Rabbi Miller say about this? I'm just joking.
That's where he would. Who am I to say what he would say? I'm just saying that he spoke about this a lot. He spoke about this a lot. To understand truthfully the level of our forefathers, it's not simple. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad PR that went on for years, and so that's why we think yatzal laim shem ra keilu shem ayu ze yehudim ve ze lo dodea. They're known as the nation of the generation of knowledge. The generation of knowledge.
And isn't there a thing that says that they don't have olam haba?
Right. I see what you're doing there.
Yes, you're right.
It's the Gemara, but you have to see that Gemara inside, and you'll see that not so simple.
That's a very difficult thing to understand.
Right. What's difficult to understand?
That they don't have an olam.
Right. That's how could it be? And by the way, we're not posek like that. We're posek like the other Tana that argues and says the opposite. Isfuli chasidai korete periti alezavach ze dor amidbar. Not like the other Tana that said en laim chelek, dafka yesh laim chelek. But again, I told you the train is going to go off. Now we're already stopped in somewhere else. So now, but this yesod, I want you to keep it in your pocket. It's very important. I know we already passed Pesach, but we're in the days of Sfirat HaOmer. V'achar kach tekev chazar ha-davar l'kmot she'aya. Ki hine ha-he'ara ha-naseh. And here's a line that should be underlined. Ki hine ha-he'ara ha-naseh shelo al yedei ma'asenu. Illumination that is given not because of our own merits, ena mitkayemet, cannot endure. In fact, if you were listening to one of the sichot of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in I think recent ones, 2 months ago, he gave a whole sicha on this yesod itself. Something that we don't work on, something that we don't earn with our deeds, even if we received a gift of great revelation, it's not going to last. Only that which we work hard for lasts. So the illumination that we were given the night of Mitzrayim could not stay with them. Because they were given it for free. They didn't work for it. They didn't have any zchuyot. So Hashem says, I want you now to get busy to achieve it. V'tziva Hashem yidbarach lispor hayamim yom achar yom. This is the deep essence of the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Count day by day. What kind of a weird thing is this? Where do you find a nation in the world that picks a period of 49 days out of the year and decides it's going to be counting each day separately? And not only that, and we have a book with 500 pages with all kinds of halachot. If you said like this, if you said like that, if you did it like this, if you did it like that, bracha, yes bracha, no bracha. It's lunacy. It's craziness. Counting the days. What is this? It's craziness. It's very important that we understand that there is depth here. These days, what does it mean that we count these days? We have to make these days count. We have to do something with ourselves in these days. Why? To make up, to earn, to compensate for that gift that we were given, to make it our gift, so that it will last, so that it will endure. Every day has its light. Today, tonight, the 24th of the Omer, has its light. We're in the week of Netzach now, of Tiferet. No, Shelushasha, I'm sorry. We're in the fourth week, right? Wow, time flies. We're in the fourth week. We're in the week of Netzach. This week, each day gives us another light of Netzach, of the Midah of Netzach, of that Sfirah. V'zehu she'amar ha-katuv. By the way, there are sefarim that are written on this. There's a sefer, u'sfartem lachem, that gives us every day of Sefirat Ta'omer what we have to work on. Behavioral things, all kinds of things to work on. What to say, what to think, what to do, what part of the body to use. All kinds of stuff, unbelievable, each day. V'zehu she'amar ha-katuv, u'sfartem lachem. That's why I'm on the top line of Kuf Tzadikeh. That's why the Pasuk says, I want you to count for yourselves. Fartem lachem. Le'atzmechem. What does that mean, for yourselves? She'tisha'er he'ara zot lachem. So that illumination will be lasting, will be maintained by you. Usfartem, count, lachem, for your benefit. Mimachorat ha-Shabbat. What's mimachorat ha-Shabbat? Hainu mimachorat yomat tava, she'nikra Shabbat, the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is called Shabbat, liyot ha'yara neset bo u'shelo al yedei ma'asenu. Why is the first day of Pesach called Shabbat? In the Pasuk, mimachorat ha-Shabbat. Not like what the Tzedokim thought. Mimachorat ha-Shabbat means the day after first day of Pesach. Why is Pesach called Shabbat? What does it have in common with Shabbat? You know what it has in common with Shabbat? Al ken enanu umrim mekadesh Yisrael ve'ashabbat. Shabbat was given to us not because we deserved it. Lo al yedei ma'asenu. It's not something that we do. You see, all the other holidays that we have, we Am Yisrael, we bring it upon the world. How? By Kiddush HaChodesh. When the Sanhedrin would make the declaration, today is Rosh Chodesh, they thereby allowed for the Kiddusha of Pesach, if it was Nisan, of Sukkot, if it was Tishrei, and so on and so forth, to come to the world. That's why by the Yom Tov, how do we end off the bracha? What do we say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azemanim. Why don't we just say Mekadesh hazemanim? You give Kiddusha to the times. Mekadesh Yisrael. We don't say that by Shabbat. What do we say on Shabbat? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat. We don't say Mekadesh Yisrael ve'ashabbat. Why is that? The Gemara tells us why. Because Shabbat, mikatshai v'kayama, Shabbat is already kadosh before we even were born. From the time of creation. From time immemorial. Right? From the time of creation, v'kadesh et yom ha-shevi'i. So therefore, who is the one who gave kedusha to Shabbat? Only Hashem. Does it have anything to do with our deeds? No. But when it comes to Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azemanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Kedusha to Am Yisrael and to the Yamim Tovim. Which means the Yamim Tovim receive their Kedusha via the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. So that's what Pesach, first day of Pesach, and Shabbat have in common. What was the first day of Pesach? Illumination from Shamayim, not due to our deeds. Shabbat is kadosh, not due to our deeds, unlike She'ar Yamim Tovim. So that's why the Torah hints that by calling the first day of Pesach, Shabbat. Mimachorat ha-Shabbat. It was worth to come just for that little tidbit, just for that. Al ken enamu omrim mekadesh Yisrael ve'ashabbat, kemo shomrim biyom tov mekadesh Yisrael ve'azemanim. Al ken ha-he'ara hazot enam mitkayemet. Since that illumination of the first day of Pesach was given to us not because of our deeds, it's not going to last if we don't do something about it. Therefore, Hashem comes and says, "Usfartem lachem." I want you to count the days now, so that that he'ara, that light of the first day of Pesach, will be lachem, will become absorbed in you, and will last with you. Miyom havi'achem, from the day that you bring the korban ha'omer. That's a deed. That's a ma'aseh. Now it's going to come with your deeds. Et omer atenufa, sheva shabbatot temimot tihiena. Zeu sha'amar ha-midrash. That's what the midrash says. Ematayim temimot. Remember, what was the midrash? When are the 7 weeks temimot? When are they perfect? B'sha'ash Yisrael osim retzono shel makom. When Am Yisrael fulfills the will of Hashem. But if we take the words osim retzono, if you were to translate the words osim retzono, I say fulfill, right? Because that's the plain meaning. But if you translate it literally, osim la'asot means to create. Asher bara Elokim la'asot. Osim retzono, when Am Yisrael are creating the ratzon of Hashem. Creating the ratzon of Hashem, what does that mean? Ratzon hem hamochim. The will of Hashem, That's the light of the Mochin de Gadlut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives Am Yisrael Chochma, Bina, and Daat. Makom hemakzavot de katnut. Makom, that's already going down into the world that has boundaries. Makom. Makom means a place. A place means there are boundaries. If there's no boundaries, it's not a place. Vehine lo nishlam adavar sheyeh ba'avaya vekiyum utmimot kesheyitaveh adavar shelo al yedeh ma'aseh Yisrael. As we said before, if it's something that is given to us not through our deeds, it's not going to last. It's not going to be temimot. Ma'asheh enken kesheyisrael osim retzono shel makom, which means Yisrael gormim sheyushpa haratzon el ha-makom, when Am Yisrael through their deeds cause that the ratzon ha-elyon will be showered upon the makom down below. Azaya sheva shabbatot hem temimot, then the 7 weeks are tamim, perfect. What does it mean perfect? They last, they will endure. Lo lefisha, it's not going to be temporary, it's permanent. The light that we were given on the night of Pesach, it was a case of emergency, but it was temporary. Something that we don't receive with our deeds doesn't last. So Hashem said, get busy. Usfartem lachem. Lachem, so that it will be temimot, so that that illumination that I gave you will be osim retzono shel makom. It's not going to be retzono shel makom whether you are osim or not. It has to be that you are osim retzono shel makom for it to last. Zeu shomim bebirkat ha'alel, that's what we say in Halel, Yehalelucha Hashem Elokeinu kol ma'asecha, v'chasidecha v'tzadikim oser retzonecha. Hainu yesh le'alelcha Hashem itbarach al kol ma'asecha. Means Hashem, we want to praise you for all your deeds. Ma she'asita be'atzmecha, all your deeds, the deeds that you did on your own, without our itaruta deletata, which means the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim. We're coming back to that inyan of chipazon. So Hashem, we want to praise you for all that you did for us, but also v'chasidecha tzadikim oser etzonecha. But we also praise for the chasidim and tzadikim who also create your ratzon, which means that through their deeds, your ratzon. There are two types of ways how the ratzon of Hashem comes down to the world. Either straight up, without our having to do anything, that's kol ma'asecha, it's your deeds, or chasidim v'tzadikim osei ratzonecha, those who create your ratzon, those who through their deeds, your ratzon comes down to this world. Ubazeyu nachlanu ma shenitkashu aposkim, lama mevarchim habracha hazot ba'agada, kivan she'en omrim ha'alel bishlemut bepa'am achat, u'mishum hachi en mevarchim lefanav, u'mipnei ma mevarchim lachav. Why do we say this bracha of Yehalelucha at the end of Haggadah shel Pesach? In what do you mean? Yehalelucha, we always say when we say bracha before Halel. But over here, we didn't say the bracha before Halel in the Haggadah shel Pesach. So why are we saying Yehalelucha? Lefi ma shekatavti nicha, shemin ha-tzorech lomar ha-bracha hazot balayla hazeh. The content of this bracha is matim to the night of Pesach. We're saying, shehu ikar sipur ma'aseh ha-nes she'asa Hashem itbarach lema'ano mibli taruta deletata. We're thanking Hashem that He did for us even without our deeds. We asked in the beginning, why is it that we eat matzah to remember chipazon? From the Navi Yeshaya, it sounds like chipazon is not such a good thing that we had to hurry. The ideal way of being redeemed, ki lo bechipazon tetzehu, ubimnusa lo telechun. So why are we eating matzah in order to commemorate the chipazon, as if the chipazon was a good thing? That's why we eat the matzah on the night of Pesach, to remember the chipazon. What does chipazon really mean? What is the hurried, what is the haste that we're talking about? Haste means, Hashem said, I can't wait for you to do the mitzvot. I have to give you the orot, the mochin, the gadlut, without you really deserving it. We'll work out a cheshbon afterwards. Usfartem lachem will come afterwards. But right now, in order for you to leave Mitzrayim, I have to shower you with undeserved light. That's the chipazon. That's why we eat matzah on the night of Pesach. To remember this night is very special. It's the night where Hashem gave us itaruta dele'ela without resorting or needing itaruta deletata, meaning our deeds. Of course, of course it's better that when the Geula comes from our deeds, now we come back to that statement in the Gemara. This is Bizman Sheosim Yisrael Retzono Shel Makom. What does it mean, Yisrael Osim? When Am Yisrael through their deeds bring down Retzono Shel Makom. A whole different meaning. But when we left Mitzrayim that night, it was any Yisrael Osim Retzono Shel Makom. Doesn't mean they weren't behaving. It means they didn't create the Ratzon Shel Makom. Hashem gave it to them without their creating it, with their deeds. Now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara, the Pasuk that talks about the Geula Ha'atida, Vera'u Tzonechem, Vera'u Zarim Tzonechem, who be Geula Ha'atida, when they're going to take care of our flock in the time of the future Geula, that's Bizman Sheyu Yisrael Osim Retzono Shel Makom. That Geula is going to come because of the deeds of Am Yisrael through all the 4,000 years of Galut. That's Yisrael Osim Retzono Shel Makom. Whereas the Pasuk Ve'asafta de Ganecha, yes, it's written in Ve'hayam Shamoa Tishmeu. We don't mean to say that we're not behaving in that paragraph. Ve'hayam Shamoa Tishmeu. But it's Bizman She'en Yisrael Osim Retzono Shel Makom. כאשר יפתחנו יצאנו שיקם ימירה בימינו, בזמן שאין ישראל עושים רצונו של מקום, היינו שגאולתם הייתה שלא על ידי מעשה, meaning the גאולה did not come through our deeds, ולא היו הם העושים הרצון. That's when it says, ואספת דגניך. That's when it says, oh, that's not the ideal. ואספת דגניך, you have to get busy doing your own deeds now to make up for that which was given to you. How do you say persona non grata? Or what is it? Persona non grata. Without you deserving it, I'm giving it to you for free. There's some kind of, right? That's Bizman She'en Yisrael Osim Retzono Shel Makom. What we come out from all this is to understand Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim was such a grand miracle, and it's described in the Torah as chipazon. Chipazon means hastiness. What's the omek of chipazon? Chipazon is that Hashem said, tonight I'm going to do something that is out of the ordinary. Normally, there's a system in this world. The system is itaruta deletata first. First you do, and then Hashem brings down. That's called osim retzono shel makom. But the night of Pesach, Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to tell you kadesh first. I'm going to give you all the kedusha. We'll worry about the urchatz afterwards. That's the idea of Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer is to, little by little, day by day, attain those lights, one by one, that were given to us all in one shot before in the night of Mitzrayim. Okay? Thank you.